Welcome to the Celebrant Survival Podcast. Awesome advice and business saving tips for celebrants worldwide.
Hello and welcome to episode 15 of the Celebrant Survival Podcast with me, your host, Natasha Johnson. Thank you so much for tuning in, for downloading, subscribing, following along with the podcast. I hope you've been enjoying it and I hope you look forward to each new episode as much as I look forward to recording every episode. So, on this episode today, I am taking a look at social media and I'm going to be sharing four top tips to keep you sane when you're out there in the social media world. Now, if you've been following my podcast or reading my blog posts that I write through the Celebrants Collective or just following online, perhaps you're in the Celebrants Collective Facebook group, you may have picked up on the fact that I have quite a love-hate relationship with social media. Now, before I start bitching about it, I want to show my gratitude. I'm very grateful towards social media in the fact that it allows me to have connections, amazing connections with celebrants and officiants all over the world that I would never have been able to have without the existence of social media. And I completely understand the benefits and I understand the uses and just, you know, the great benefits that there are from having social media. And, you know, I, on a personal level, of course, but it works in the same way. The fact that you can keep in touch with friends and family and know what people are up to. Social media has really revolutionized how we communicate with each other and how we keep in touch. And in some ways, it's great. You know, it really has done wonders. There are people out there in the world who were a lot lonelier without social media, and social media has enabled them to have contact with others, to be in groups and to form friendships. So yeah, before I start bitching, I am going to totally acknowledge the good that social media does. I think my problem with social media is that it started off as something that was a personal thing. It was something that we used as individuals on a personal level to share our news, to share what we were up to with friends and family. So whether we're using it on Facebook or on Instagram, you know, that's what social media was developed for us as individuals to be social with our friends and family online. And over the years, social media has now become a massive platform for businesses. And this is where my love-hate aspects start to kick in. Because for me, again, I really acknowledge the benefits of using social media for my business and the way that I use it and the help that it gives and the benefits that it has. But I think it's just it's annoying that we have to have this other platform, this other thing that we have to think about in terms of our business. You know, having a business is difficult enough. There is enough to think about when it comes to running a business. And having to think about social media and how we put ourselves out there on social media and the content that goes onto social media, it is like, oh my goodness, this is really ridiculous that this is an extra mile that we have to go for our businesses. So that's why I kind of have a love-hate relationship with it. And also as well, I don't like the way that social media is overwhelming. I don't like the way that as business owners, most people are very overwhelmed with how much time and energy they seem to be required to be using social media, to be on social media, to be seen on social media. And it's like taken on its whole new existence. It's become such a huge part of someone's business, of your business, that it can actually have its own life. It's a huge aspect of one's business that they now have to take into consideration. Like working in your business and on your business isn't enough. You now have to consider all of the ramifications and the implications of social media. So that's where my kind of hate elements come into it. And I hate seeing this overwhelm that it causes. I hate seeing the stress and the kind of confusion that people can feel, especially when you're just starting up as a celebrant and perhaps, you know, you weren't a very big user of social media much in your personal life. And then all of a sudden it seems like you're being expected to now use the platform to market your business as well. And it's a big jump to go from having used it on a personal level to now starting to use it for your business. And some people do struggle with that transition. And it is a transition, and there is a difference between using social media personally and using it for your business. And I think that some people do get lost in that transition, and some people don't recognize that actually there is a transition. You shouldn't really be using social media for your business in the same way that you do on a personal level. But I'm going to come on to explain this. And actually, it's good news because I feel that some of the issues that arise, some of the overwhelm that is caused, the energy that's being expended is because people are using it as if they're using it in their personal way instead of using it as a business because they haven't really got their business hats on. So I want to go through these four tips that I've kind of tips that I use myself because, as I said, I understand the benefits of social media, but social media is not my favorite part of running my business whatsoever. I could think of 1,001 things that I would rather be doing than putting content onto social media, than putting myself and my business onto social media. I love writing. I would just spend all my time writing blog posts and recording podcasts and doing really creative content, writing my scripts, my wedding scripts, writing stuff for the Celebrants Collective, writing my blogs for engagedandready.com. Oh my goodness, there would just be so much more that I could do than have to be focusing on social media. However, I recognize, as I keep saying, that it is important for our businesses. So before I get into these four tips that I use, it's quite important as well to kind of mention why we even get insane with social media. I mean, I touched on it a minute ago, the fact that it is overwhelming. It is a really big thing to have to kind of get into. There are so many different platforms out there, and it's about choosing the right platform for you. And then you get this whole FOMO business that gets thrown into it, this fear of missing out. So that can entice people to set up on platforms that they don't really necessarily want to be on or feel they need to be on, but because they've seen other celebrants on it, they think maybe they need to use it for their own celebrant business. And social media has got a lot to answer for. It does cause a lot of problems with business owners, a lot of issues, a lot of worries and concerns, worries that people aren't doing things in the right way, worry that people aren't present enough, worry that people aren't posting in the right way, they're not saying the right things, they don't look the right way, their posts don't look pretty enough, their content and their captions aren't funny or whatever adjective you want to put in. But they're really, you know, it has really taken on its whole life form for itself. And I think it has become a beast that does need taming and controlling a little bit. And I really hope these tips will help people to realize that actually you don't have to be all these things that you think you have to be, and you don't have to use social media in the way that you feel you have to. For instance, there is so much information online about how to use social media. There's information online. There are social media experts out there. There are marketing gurus out there. Everybody has got an opinion on how to use social media. But one of the things I've noticed is a lot of the information out there about how to use social media is talking to a very specific individual, in my opinion. And I think a lot of the information out there is giving advice to people who are using social media because they want to be influencers within their fields. It's giving advice for people who perhaps want to start monetizing their social media content. So what do I mean by that? So people who want to perhaps start working with brands and businesses and using the content on their social media to make the money. So, and that's typically kind of like what bloggers do, what lifestyle influencers, you know, the Kylie Jenners of the world who are paid $1 million just to promote a product on her Instagram account and crazy things like that. And so a lot of information out there exists for people who want to do this kind of thing with their social media, who want to have these massive amounts of followers so that they can start making money from their accounts. And this does not apply to the average celebrant like you or I. It's just irrelevant. However, this information makes up a great amount of information that is available online that can be heard being told through, you know, internet experts, marketing experts, social media experts. A lot of the information that they give is really aimed at a certain type of social media user that celebrants just are not. And so when you start following this information and you start looking at this advice that's given, it's no wonder you kind of fall into some overwhelm and you fall into kind of a pattern of stress and worry, because it's like, oh my goodness, is this what I really have to do to have a presence online? You know, no, it isn't. That's the long and short of it. It really isn't. However, we have got into this kind of thinking, this kind of mindset that this is what we have to do. This is how we have to be online. And I truly believe that it isn't. And I really think we do not need to be like that. So I'm going to explain with my tips on this, and this will kind of give more of an insight to what I'm talking about. So before I get into my tips, one thing I will say is that when you're using social media, I believe personally, all that is required of you is that you have a really good comprehension of the platform that you're using. And by comprehension, I mean just a good understanding of how you use that platform. So if we're talking about Instagram, for example, what I mean by that is you understand how to create a post on Instagram. You understand how to post it. You understand about the use of hashtags. You understand about writing good narrative, having a strong picture, maybe telling a bit of a story, but you just understand the basic use of how to create a post on Instagram. You understand how to create a story on Instagram and what the point of stories are. That's if you even want to use stories. Some celebrants don't, and there's no right or wrong. Stories are very well received in Instagram. They are viewed a lot. They have a lot of popularity. So it's not a bad thing to start getting into that world of using stories on your Instagram account. But if you don't, the world is not going to end. You will see when I start talking about my tips, it's fine. You don't have to use stories. If you feel that it's too much for you, it's too much pressure, it's too much to have to think about, it means that in doing stories, you are missing out on valuable time that you could be writing stuff or just doing something that's much more valuable for your business, then don't do it. It's as simple as that. The same with Instagram TV. You know, if you are just not that way inclined and it really feels like too much effort for you to do Instagram TV videos, then just don't do them. So the idea is to just have a basic understanding of how all the platforms work, of how Facebook works, of how posting to Facebook works, and the kind of content that you want to put onto Facebook, how Twitter works, why you would use Twitter. A lot of celebrants don't use Twitter. Twitter is a very different type of platform. I personally think Twitter is more of a business-to-business platform. It's a great way of keeping up with what other people within the industry are doing. And I know I have heard tales of people getting bookings via Twitter, but that really is few and far between, I think. Twitter is not really that kind of platform. So that's what it's about, just having a basic understanding of how the platforms work and how you should be using them. And at the least, just using those platforms in its most basic form. And I'm going to come on to explain why. So In my first top tip, which is something that I do myself, is to just make sure that I have a social media presence. And I think that's just a really good tip. It's a really simple tip and it's a really important one. To have a presence without being omnipresent. You do not have to be everywhere all the time and to appear to have this huge social media presence all the time, like you're always there. Unless you really enjoy it, of course, unless it's something that you enjoy doing and you love being on social media, then great, knock yourself out. But if you don't, and if you're like me and you do kind of, you know, value your time and your time is very limited and you've only got a certain amount of time to do as much as you want to do and being on social media just isn't something that's a priority to you, then this is why this is a good tip, because you're just aiming to be present on social media. And I tell you why this is a good tip. Because, for example, if somebody lands on your website and they've had a little mooch around and they've seen stuff on your website that they like the look of, and then they see that you've got some social media links and they like, oh, look, she has an Instagram account. Let me click on her account and see what she's up to over on Instagram. She clicks onto your Instagram account and then she gets to see all of your squares, all of your tiles that give another insight, another picture into what you're up to, which you can't really get an idea from on your website. So if you're having a presence on social media, you're going to have square tiles that are there that they can click on and have a look at and see what you've been up to. And that's how a lot of people come across you on social media, having come through your website or another channel. So that's something as well that in all the marketing and all the expert advice that you get, a lot of it is done in a way to try and encourage you to drive traffic through Instagram so that people find you on Instagram, contact you on Instagram, and you make your sale on Instagram. And hey, that is great. And that is really good if people do find you via Instagram and contact you via Instagram and then follow you on Instagram. And it's all happened within Instagram platform. All the same for Facebook. They found you on Facebook. They've contacted you via Facebook. And they've never even stepped onto your website at all. That is great. However, that is not the only way that people come across you on social media. And actually, a hell of a lot of people still go in the very traditional way from going from your website then onto your social media platform. I'm the same. I rarely follow people who I'm not already aware of in real life. And even myself, when I'm looking for a product or if I follow a big name person like some of my personal development people that I like to follow on Instagram, I follow them because I know already who they are in real life. Occasionally, maybe through them, they might mention someone else and I follow them through Instagram because I've heard of them on Instagram or something's come up. But I rarely search for people on Instagram and find other people via Instagram. Now, I might be a rare human being and maybe this is something that lots of people do. But I am also quite positively sure that lots of people don't just use social media to search for people and still find your social media via your website and other channels. So my point is, as long as you have a presence, and if someone clicks onto your social media account, whether that's Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, and they can just see recent posts that you have made, then that to me is good enough. It's about being present. And so with that presence, it's about trying to make sure that you regularly add something to your accounts. So that could be once a day. That's what I do. I try to have some new content on my social media platforms once a day. Sometimes when I've got a bit lazy or I've just been a bit too busy and all my scheduling has run out and I need to put more content in, I'm going to come to scheduling, by the way. Sometimes I might go 2 or 3 days and not have posted something. However, that still does not affect what you're doing on social media. It still doesn't affect your presence. When we start talking about longer periods of time, if you're only managing to post something once a month, then now we're getting into sort of trickier waters because You know, that can affect your algorithms and people that follow you don't get to see as much as you post. However, if it's just somebody who's clicking onto your Instagram account just to see what you're up to on Instagram, then it doesn't matter because they'll see your squares when they click onto your account. So it really is just okay to have a presence. You don't need to be on it all the time, posting all the time. You just really don't. And you can just get rid of that overwhelm straight away by knowing if you just put something on once a day, then you're fine. It shows that you're posting something regularly and it just shows that you've got a good presence online, which is what really most couples are just looking for. Couples are not concerned with algorithms. A lot of couples, and you might find this, but this is what I definitely find, a lot of my wedding couples follow me on Instagram without following me. So they're not actually, they don't actually like my account, but they go on and they hashtag me or they find my account and look at my account on Instagram. And a lot of them say the reason why they don't is because they don't want people to see, they don't want their friends to see what they're following ahead of the wedding because they want to keep certain things a bit of a secret. So they don't. And that's why it's really fine as long as you have a presence and people can click onto your Facebook page and see that you've been on there regularly and see what you've been up to. That really is the bare minimum that you need to do. So please don't be pulling your hair out thinking that you've got to be on social media all the time. And also from a different perspective as well, it is far better to post things that are quality rather than to just have lots of quantity. Bearing in mind, if someone clicks on one of your posts, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook, if that post doesn't really have a reason for its existence, if it's not really immediately obvious as to why you're posting a post, then maybe you shouldn't be posting it. Because couples just want to get a good feel for who you are. And if they feel that you're just posting something for the sake of posting it, and if you feel that you're posting something just for the sake of posting it, then don't post it. But I'm going to come on to this as well when I start talking about scheduling and thinking more about what it is that you post. So that's my top tip. One of my top tips is to just be present, but without being omnipresent. It will keep you sane. You will feel better just knowing that you're posting one thing, maybe once a day or once every 2 days, rather than feeling that you have to be posting something 3 times a day, like you're Kylie Jenner and you're doing, you know, you're trying to be the next big Instagram influencer. That is not what you're doing at all. You're just trying to have a presence on social media, which is far more easier. So my second top tip is to be authentic. And these tips actually all kind of link in together. As I said, when I was talking about being present and being authentic means just being yourself and making sure that when you're posting something, you are posting something in your own voice and you are recognizable to yourself. You may be posting something that's helpful. You may be posting a story from one of your recent ceremonies. You might be talking about something that you've been up to in the wedding, your local wedding industry. Whatever it is that you're posting, it's about being authentic and using your own voice, your own language, the language that you use on a daily basis, and just being yourself. I know it's an interesting concept for people to kind of develop a social media persona, in that the way that you present yourself online, on social media, is different to who you are in real life. And actually, I don't agree with that. I think you should be who you are in real life on social media. Obviously, you want to apply some filters. You don't want to be completely 100% who you are in real life. And you don't want every single one of your moods to be portrayed online all the time. But it is about just being authentically you. And, you know, of course, when it comes to having a wedding account, you want to make sure that you curate some of your posts so that they are appealing to the kind of couples that you want to appeal to, and they are keeping it relevant towards stuff to do with weddings or whatever it is that you're talking about. But your voice and the way that you're talking should be authentic to you, and you should recognize yourself in your posts. If you read your posts back and think, these don't sound anything like me, or they could be anyone writing these, then perhaps you're not being authentically you on social media. And also, it's really exhausting when you are putting content out there that doesn't come from inside you, that comes from your brain, but doesn't come from inside, from your heart and from your feelings and your emotion. It's really exhausting. It's really exhausting putting a persona out there that isn't fully yours. And so that can contribute to overwhelm, that can contribute to fatigue and to this dislike of using social media, because it's a struggle. It's a struggle trying to use a platform when you're not fully engaging with who you are as a person, and you're trying to be what you think you should be rather than being who you are. And you're trying to put out this persona of this kind of perfect celebrant, and perhaps inside you don't feel like a perfect celebrant. And actually, I don't think anyone wants to see perfect celebrants. They just want to see you in your everyday world of being a celebrant. And that's far more authentic than trying to put across a persona that isn't. And it's just, frankly, it's bloody exhausting. It is so exhausting trying to be something that you're not. So that will definitely lessen overwhelm if you just stick to who you are, stick to your roots, stick to your personality, and be you online. So my third tip is about deciding how you want to use your social media accounts. So what I mean about this is, for example, it's probably easier if I give an example. On my wedding account on Instagram and Facebook, Malaga Minister, I use those accounts only to talk about my weddings. So I talk about what I'm up to in the wedding world. I talk about couples whose ceremonies I've done recently. I talk about different elements that I have been putting into my ceremonies. I link up some stuff with what I've been blogging about on Engaged and Ready. But generally, everything I talk about relates to weddings. I don't put hardly anything personal on my wedding account. Occasionally, maybe like on my wedding anniversary, I might post a photo from my own wedding, or I might mention something from my own wedding. But that is about as much as I go into on a personal level on my wedding account. My wedding account is just purely about weddings. There is no right or wrong. And so this is why my tip is for you to decide how you're going to use your social media platforms. For me, my weddings is just for weddings. I don't want to put personal stuff on those accounts. And that's a decision I made a long time ago, and I've kind of stuck with that. But everyone is different. And some people, there are really great wedding accounts out there where people have really done a great job of being able to mix in personal stuff with wedding stuff. For me, I feel like I couldn't do it. I find the lines getting blurred, and I like to have boundaries. I like to keep some things to myself, and I like to just make some things about my work, and I like to have other things that are a bit more personal. So for instance, I have another Instagram account, which is Natasha C. Johnson, and that has got more of a personal mix with other business stuff that I'm up to. So not just my wedding stuff, but things that I do for the Celebrants Collective, personal work that I do, workshops, private business workshops that I do for local businesses. And that's just like a general Instagram account. And that I have a good mixture of kind of work-related stuff and a lot of personal stuff too. And then on the Celebrants Collective Instagram account and Facebook platform, I generally talk mostly about celebrant business stuff and the art of celebrancy. Occasionally, I might put a little post in about something a bit more personal, but it is still related to the work of being a celebrant and being a business owner. So the reason why I say it to decide how you want to use your social media platforms is because it's going to help you shape and develop your content. And it's going to help you minimize being overwhelmed with what you're posting. So I'm rarely overwhelmed with what I'm posting on my wedding account because I know that the stuff that's going on my wedding account is always just going to be stuff to do with my weddings. And it keeps me nice and focused, and it keeps it very singular that I know that this is a wedding account for stuff related to me and my weddings. And so that just helps me with the planning. And then with the celebrants content, I know that I have got a different boundary there and that I can mix in a bit of personal stuff with a bit of work stuff, but it's still very much related to being a wedding celebrant. And again, having that decision clear in my mind helps me to have a better idea of the kind of things that I'm going to post. But if you don't have that decision made clearly in your mind, you're going to end up with accounts that are a little bit confusing because you're a little bit confused because you don't know exactly how you're treating your account. So you need to make that decision a clear decision so that then you can put the content out there in a more kind of structured way, and you're making it clear that this is a little bit of weddings and a little bit of other ceremonial stuff that you do, but it's also personal, or it's just strictly one or the other. But it is good from the outset to make that clear. Personally, as I said, I like to have my different boundaries. When you're using social media, you should be using it as a business person. And so you should also, on Instagram, you should be using an Instagram business account. On Facebook, you should be using your Facebook page account so that you're getting the benefits out of those accounts as well. So Instagram, if you're using your personal Instagram account to talk about business stuff, it's not that it's wrong, and I don't think you get penalized for it, but it just means that you're missing out on important information. You get great insights about your Instagram account when you have a business account. Also, the ways that people can contact you and how they see your contact information is different on a business account than it is on a personal account. The same with a Facebook page. Facebook pages are brilliant. They have so many different elements to them now. Facebook pages now even have a booking system on there, an appointment system that you can use. But you wouldn't get that if you're using your personal profile to talk about your business stuff. And I think Facebook is starting to kind of penalize people and trying to make people stop using their personal profiles to market their businesses. So it is important to decide how you're using your platforms and whether you're going to be using it strictly in a professional capacity or whether you're going to be mixing in personal and professional business work stuff. And that really helps me, and I don't feel overwhelmed because I know exactly how I'm using my platforms. And my last point is scheduling. And what do I mean by scheduling? So scheduling is what business owners should be doing. And this is the point that I was trying to make earlier, in that people are still using their business platforms with a personal platform mentality. A lot of people have never used social media before for their businesses. They've only had an experience of using social media as a person, to keep in contact with friends and family. And so when they become a business, when they start having their own celebrant business, there isn't a transition. They just carry on using their platforms in the same way that they do as an individual. And this is very limiting, very time consuming, and this is not how businesses should be operating. And that's why there has to be a transition for how you're using your social media platforms. So let's put this into perspective. You're building your business, you're building up to being a celebrant, you're going to start getting busier if you're not busy already. Social media, we've already established, is something we cannot escape. It's something that we have to use for our business and our business marketing. However, There are so many amazing pieces of software out there now that help you manage and schedule your social media content so that you are reducing the amount of time that you are on social media. And even if you enjoy being on social media, you shouldn't need to spend the amount of time on it that you do. It's just something that you know, it's time consuming. It's time consuming and it doesn't need to be. Most businesses use some form of scheduling software. There are few businesses who post live to social media unless there is something specific that they want to mention at a certain time, something like a breaking news item, something that's just come up that they want to talk about quickly, then maybe they will live post it. But I can guarantee most businesses have their social media output going out on a schedule that's being published at a certain time on an automatic basis. And this is what most celebrants should be aiming for, especially if you want to have a regular presence online, but that doesn't eat into all of the precious time that you have, then scheduling is the way forward. There are loads of scheduling software out there. You've got Later, you've got Planoly, you've got Tailwind, you've got so many different social media scheduling software that you can use. Many of them have free packages and free plans that get you like a certain number of posts per month. But again, you're a business. So even if you upgrade to the paid options, that can completely revolutionize your social media output and the way that you're online, then you should think of it. It's a business cost, it's a business investment, but it's an investment in your time and your freedom and allowing you to be free to get on with the other things that you find more enjoyable. So you really should start to think about using software to manage your social media account. When I've been really good and I have scheduled into my diary a day where I am just doing social media planning, and if I've been really good and I've not had many interruptions, I can plan the social media content for Celebrants Collective, for example, and have that planned out for 1 month. So in one day, I can plan out a whole month's worth of content. And that means having a photo, having the captions written, having it all scheduled to go out at different times on different days without me having to do anything once I've scheduled it. And when that happens, that's just like my dream month. It means that social media and all my posting on social media is just happening without me doing anything about it. And then I start to enjoy social media a bit more then. When everything's gone to plan and I've managed to get it all scheduled, then I enjoy social media much more. Because if people start commenting or engaging with the post, I can then go onto social media because I've been notified that someone's commented. Then I can start engaging with people and it doesn't feel like hard work and it doesn't feel so stressful because sometimes it will be the first time that I've been on social media in a couple of days, or you know, I haven't been in a social media frenzy from putting out posts to talking to people to chatting to people. It's just been much more manageable, and that's what most people should be aiming for, to have the management of their social media accounts taken over and put into planning and scheduling software. On Facebook, for example, Facebook has its own built-in scheduler. So you can create posts on Facebook and schedule them and set them all up to go out on different days at different times whenever you want them to. Maybe a month is too big a chunk for you, but you could perhaps have one day a week where you just schedule all your content for a week, have it all lined up, posted, ready to go. That means the next day, you don't have to do anything to social media. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to think about your content because you know that in the background, it's going out and it's giving you a presence without you actually needing to be present on social media, without you needing to have your phone in your hand, without you needing to do anything on your computer. It's just happening in the background. That for me is like my dream goal ever. If I can be present on social media without actually being present myself, only in terms of when I have to reply to comments, which I love doing, by the way. Don't stop commenting and leaving messages, because I do love commenting and messaging, and I do love interacting with people on social media. But I hate everything else. I hate all the putting the posts out there. I hate all the hashtagging. I hate all the setting it up. And I'd rather it just went on in the background without me being involved. So I think I labored that point quite enough. So those four tips really are very useful tips to just help keep you sane on social media. You shouldn't feel that social media is taking over your life, especially if you don't want it taking over your life. And if you are someone who is feeling overwhelmed with the amount of time you feel like you have to be on social media just to have a presence, don't be. Take these tips on board. Be authentic. Use your own voice. Make sure you're present, but you don't need to be omnipresent. Make sure you decide how you're going to use your platform, whether it's going to be a mixture of professional and personal, or whether you're just going to use it to talk about your weddings and your other work. And also make sure, this is probably the biggest tip, is to get some form of social media software. I'm going to put in the notes of this podcast a link to Later, which is the software that I use, and I absolutely love it. It enables you to have a visual view of how your posts will look over the month or the week, and you can add in all the captions and all of your hashtags, and you can do it all in advance ahead of the time that you're going to post it. And they're one of the best business tools that I have. I couldn't live without it. And I highly recommend it to everybody. So if you look in the show notes for this podcast episode on the website, because you probably won't be able to see it on iTunes, but if you look on the podcast page, you'll be able to see a link to Later, which is the system that I use and absolutely love. And I'm on the paid plan, and I would pay double what I pay just to have the peace of mind and not be overwhelmed by how much content I need to produce for social media. So fingers crossed that has really helped you to feel a bit better about your social media use, and has helped you realize that you don't need to be on it all the time, and you don't need to appear to be this amazing, perfect version of yourself. You just need to be yourself, and you just need to have a presence, not a omnipresence. And of course, if you love it and you enjoy it, then go for it. But I think there are a lot of people who could be doing other stuff that they enjoy more in that time that social media can take. So I'm going to leave it there for today's episode. And I'd love to hear your feedback if you think there's some things that you've picked up on there that will really help you to get your head around social media, or maybe you just might think I'm talking nonsense and that you love it and there's nothing wrong with it and it's really simple. But I don't think there are that many people that do think that, really. I have also written for Celebrants Collective members a really great guide on how to use social media and how to use it in its basic form, which basically takes into account all these tips that I've mentioned, as well as how to schedule and plan your content and what kind of things you should be doing for your content, the things that you should be posting. And I've even got a whole content schedule that's mapped out so that you can use that to plan your own content. And that, of course, is available to Celebrants Collective members who have that in their resource room. And if you're not yet a Celebrants Collective member, then come along and join us. It's only 10 euros a month, and that gives you access to our resource room that's full of all these types of resources that I've just mentioned, and the Learning Lounge, which is full of loads of online videos and tutorials. And then, of course, you have all of the monthly expert-led workshops by our amazing industry experts that are all around the world, who come by once a month to share their goods and their knowledge with Celebrants Collective members. So check it out at www.celebrantscollective.eu. So that's it from me for now. Until episode 16, take care.